Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Welcome to the Open Letter Series, Season 2.
And welcome to Episode 4, Season 2 of the podcast. So for today, we have a special guest. Our special guest was my former colleague, a friend, a co-photographer, and of course, a feminist in progress. Yes, my favorite line.
Yes.
Let's clap for my guest. So, hello, Miss Price.
Hi, Elaine. And hello to the listeners.
Yeah, hello. So for today, we're gonna talk about gender. Hence, I titled it "Gender Talk."
Very generic. What is gender? What is gender anyway?
A nice topic, diba? We'll talk about gender. Actually, yeah. And daming misconceptions about sex and gender kasi these are two different things.
Yes.
And most of the time, people think they are the same pero hindi.
No.
Okay, so since it is Pride Month, yes, maganda pag-usapan natin yes. Gender. Pero pati ang misconceptions natin sa LGBTQIA, AA++.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm like, sige, as teachers, sige, yes. let's educate the children.
Thank you for joining me in this episode, Miss Price.
No problem.
Okay, so orient muna natin sila. What is the difference between sex and gender?
Okay, so not to be quite academic about it. Pero minsan din that can get really complicated. Pero TLDR, too long didn't read. The basic explanation there is sex, it refers to your physical appearance. Pero sometimes that in itself can get complicated. Sex actually it's not a binary. It's a common misconception na there are only two sexes, physical sexes. You're either assigned male at birth or assigned female at birth. When in fact, there are people who are actually intersex. And they are actually the I in LGBTQIA. So intersex, sila yung... I'd hate to do this, but I will use a politically incorrect term. Minsan sila yung pinapanganak at tinatawag nating hermaphrodites.
Oo, actually.
Ayun.
In other terms, in between male and female.
Oo. In fact, parang physically, sometimes on the outside, they can, parang physically they look a certain sex or they can appear as male or as female. Pero minsan kasi... at birth, yung genitals nila, they tend to be ambiguous. So, minsan, what doctors think is actually a really tiny penis is actually a clitoris. Or minsan, yung parang gonads yata ng lalaki. Or I don't know. Physiology. Pero minsan, medyo ambiguous siya. Mm-hmm. So parang minsan, from what I've read, the struggles of a lot of intersex people is that without their consent or without even them understanding their identity, as babies minsan, they go through quote-unquote corrective surgery.
Kasi feeling nila mali.
Oo, that's the thing. Where in fact, it's just nature.
Yeah, kasi it's uncommon
It's uncommon. So, parang we live in such a world that is so entrenched in the binary system. Mm-mm. Wherein kailangang, parang Tetris na kailangang either lalaki ka or babae ka, nothing in between.
Yeah. Yun din eh. That's the problem in our society. Sometimes mm-mm. kailangan dalawa lang. Kaya binary, feeling natin good or bad, boy or girl, yin diba? yun lang.
Tayong mga nasa literary studies, diba? Meron tayong tinatawag na binary opposition.
Yeah.
That's the problem minsan that we're meant to think in binary terms when it comes to looking at the world.
Okay. Which shouldn't be.
Which shouldn't be. Kasi yun nga, there it's a spectrum. It's not a binary.
Lumalabas yung pagka literature majors
natin. Ah, lit tayong mga lit majors eh. Tinuro sa atin yan eh. Naalala ko pa yun. Binary opposition.
Yeah.
And I am forgetting kung kaninong concept na ulit ang ano, binary opposition. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. Anyway, no. Sa akin naman, yeah. Very, very, very simple. Sex would be, I would agree with you, the vagina and the penis, or mm-hmm. the physical characteristics that we have. And when you mm-hmm. say gender, it's more of the choice that, paano? Gender identity, more of the choice that we have. Tama ba ako? Hindi ako gender expert, ha? But I'm uh-oh. aspiring to uh-oh. Be one. Yes.
Oh, nga. It's like, you know, we keep learning. And also, from what I've read then, eto na, sige, usapang gender. Not to be all Judith Butler about it. Pero gender is a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Some would argue that it's a social construct. It's learned. Teka nga. So, very sogi, no?
Okay.
Diba sa, okay, so sa sogi, we have S-O-G-I-E. So, dun man na tayo sa G-I-E or specifically sa G-I, which is gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
There are some who would say na ang G-I, it's not a choice. Meron yung argument what I would call the born this way argument.
Oh, mamaya. Uh-oh. Sige. Comment ako.
Uh-oh.
Go.
Uh-oh. And ako naman, okay, so gender identity, parang, okay, medyo ano rin ako, kinakabahan din ako baka sakaling, there might be listeners who are like more knowledgeable about it.
Disclaimer
ko lang.
Price uh-oh. And I are not gender experts. We're trying yes. to be. Aspiring uh-oh. To be.
Yes. Yeah, it's something we're learning. Mm-hmm. And a soapbox moment ko na rin to na if there are anything we say here that may come off as incorrect, we are welcome to feedback. We are welcome to learning mm-hmm. about it. And anything that you are curious about, you have to go out and learn it for yourself the same way that I did, the same way that you and I do mm-hmm. na like read up about it. So parang ang pagkaintindi ko sa gender identity is it's yun nga, it's whether we identify as
pero
yun na yung ano eh
habang hinahanap mo or nag-iisip ka, ako agree ako dun sa social construct, meaning it is constructed by the society coming mm-hmm. from the language world. Kasi diba, we can't separate language and society. So technically, mm-hmm. we also try to learn about culture and society.
Yes.
And I would agree with you that constructed siya by the mm-hmm. society. So we can therefore change it.
Okay.
Kasi constructed siya. Oo.
Okay, kung usapang gender identity, minsan ang tinatawag, ang ginagamit na terms natin dito is we either identify as male, mm-hmm. female, or non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who actually fall into the non-binary identity. And in fact, non-binary gender identities are not actually new. They have been around for centuries. But dahil minsan sa capital W Western Western thinking, ito, this is the way that the world works. Minsan, if you look at indigenous communities, actually accepted ang trans and non-binary identities.
Mm-hmm.
Tayo, I think it's Babaylan. Mm-hmm. I think it's Babaylan here in the Philippines. I think this is mm-hmm. worth looking up into. Philippine indigenous communities actually have non-binary identities. And then in Canada ata, sa indigenous communities nila, they term it as two-spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. So, ayun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miss Price, para sa yes. ating mga listeners, how would mm-hmm. you define non-binary?
Okay, non-binary folks, they fall under the umbrella of trans identities. So, you and I are gender identities. Okay, so I will not speak for myself.
Mali ako.
Bakit? What is your impression ba?
Ang ang tingin ko, uy, hindi ako expert, ah, hindi ako expert. Yeah, yeah. This is not research. Pero all this time, ang akala ko sa non-binary or non-binary, kasi nga sa dating app, may choice na non-binary. Kala ko, hindi ka male, hindi ka female.
Parang, ah, okay.
Okay, so educate me.
There's a hint of accuracy dun sa impression na non-binary people are neither male or female. They could also actually be either. Minsan pa nga ang term doon is ano eh, gender fluid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm not gonna drop names, but we actually had a former colleague.
Yeah.
I asked them about it. Tapos parang their answer was, they saw themselves more as queer and gender fluid. Okay, so ayun, people can be gender fluid, wherein they see themselves as not necessarily male, not necessarily female. It can be both, it can be either.
Actually ngayon, sa terms natin sa LGBTQIAA, part ka ng LGBTQIA kasi dinagdag nila yung term na ally.
Yes.
So, if you are supporting us, in a sense, you are part of the LGBTQIA plus family.
Oo, kaya nga may plus eh. And there would actually be some who would say that the A is actually, it actually stands for asexual.
I heard that also.
So yun nga, asexual people are those who feel, whose sexual drive or at least sexual attraction is little to none. Oo, yung parang tipong, wow, wala siyang sexual attraction kahit kanino. It's also something that I'm also beginning to understand din. Kasi, yung valid na sexuality naman talaga yun.
Yeah.
Na parang, in fact, just because they're asexual doesn't mean they're opposed to romantic relationships. Pero there are also those people na opposed to ay na parang wala silang feelings of romantic relationship pero may parang sexuality pa rin sila. Very a lot to unpack, no?
Oo. So, Miss Price, balik tayo dun sa sinabi mo kanina. So, you believe that it's a choice or we are born this way?
I veer more towards the born this way argument for people. Kasi parang who am I to tell you otherwise when you believe that you really were born that way.
Okay, ito na. Sa akin,
essentialism.
Experience.
Yeah.
Kasi part ako ng LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
Since part ako ng LGBTQIA, for me, more of tama ka, born this way. Kasi hindi siya choice eh. There were many times na hindi ko naman siya pinili.
Yeah.
So, based from my experience, I would say that, yun.
Tsaka, sige, ang i-rebuttal ko rin dyan sa choice na yan. Ako, I mean, like, if sexuality were a choice, then I wouldn't be straight.
Oo.
Diba? Tama. Knowing that, na ako na as a straight woman, knowing that some men are trash. Diba? knowing that some straight men are trash.
Some. Not all.
Fine. Hashtag not all men.
Not all.
Hashtag not all men. Sige, baka mamaya, you know, there are nice guys out there. But I'm a nice guy. Diba? I mean, like, you know, if it were a choice, then diba, I wouldn't be straight. But here I am.
I would agree.
Diba?
So it's not really a choice. So kasi ako din, maraming beses that I had to fight it because of the society. So especially when I was in the elementary, I was already, I felt I was already a lesbian and I cut my hair very short. Tapos parang yung Catholic school na pinuntahan ko parang unusual kasi boy cut talaga. And I was only 10, ha. Tapos
and parang they hated you for that?
Hindi naman hated. Parang kakaiba. Kasi nga yung norm, the norm yes. on how a girl should look like should be this, di ba? Meron tayong
yes,
picture.
Gender yeah, there's the ideal.
Yeah, ayoko maging ideal. That's so elite. Mm-mm. I always want to be different. I always mm-hmm. wanted to be not like everyone else. Kaya mm-hmm. nagulat yung mga teachers sa aking boycott at 10 years mm-hmm. old. So parang if I had the choice, I would choose to be a girl or a boy. Pero hindi eh. I can't help but be attracted to... Ang ganda kasi ng mga babae. Joke lang. Kidding aside.
Okay. I can't blame you.
Yeah. Diba? Especially, yeah. especially smart and empowered women are so attractive.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Going back to our discussion on the LGBTQIA+,
mm-mm.
actually, misconceptions. And yes. meron tayong previous talk actually, Miss Price. Meron mm-hmm. pa tayong, medyo na-distract ako sa talk na to before this recording, yun nga, that yeah. sometimes even the people within the LGBT community yes. are, how would I call it? Homophobic? Wow, homophobic within homophobic. Tama ba yung term?
I mean, okay, there are, itong what I've noticed, dahil fan ako ng RuPaul's Drag Race, napansin ko that when, I don't know if you have listeners who know the show, but there are like quote-unquote fans of the show na kapag may contestant who is a trans woman or parang anybody who identifies as trans, parang lumalabas yung transphobia nila. And it's a show that has a mostly like gay audience. And yun nga na parang just because you experience certain kinds of marginalization does not exempt you from other forms of bigotry towards other people. Which is to say na gay people can be transphobic.
Mm-mm.
They can also be misogynist. Mm-mm. White gay people can be racist towards... sabi natin, gay people of color.
Mm.
Ayun, yung mga ganong
pero weird
complication.
Siya.
Oh, oh.
Pero I agree with you. Actually, hindi ko siya first time narinig. Meantime, I would agree with you. Some of my friends would accept yung gay na mukhang lalaki kaysa yung gay na mukhang babae, cross-dresser. It's weird. It's weird.
Meron ganong ano eh. Ay, oh, may ganong klaseng discrimination among gay people. Kaya daw sa mga dating apps, may mga nakalagay no femmes.
Bakit kaya?
Kaya nga eh. I think that stems from misogyny.
Oh. Kasi pati yun nga, yung minention mo kanina. Pag trans, iba. Kahit mismong gay community,
yes.
iba yung tingin nila sa transgender. Which, if you come to think of it, yes. part siya ng LGBTQIA. Sabi nga doon, hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin ng T sa LGBTQIA.
Yes. I don't know if you remember this, a few years ago, ang parang contestant ng Miss Universe from Spain is a transgender woman. And I remember seeing a lot of like transphobic posts from people who were openly gay. And I was like, what's going on?
Maganda pag-usapan din yan. Would you consider her as a woman? Ako, yes.
Yes.
Ako, yes din.
Yes.
Kasi if you go back to my episodes, ang definition ko ng isang woman would not be the genitals.
Oh.
It's not the genitals eh.
It's not what's between my legs that makes me a woman.
Exactly. So parang kung vagina lang pala ang definition ng isang babae, to hell with it.
Kasi, and besides, that's objectification.
Agree,
you're essentializing somebody based on that small part of their physical body.
Yeah.
Diba? That's messed up.
Time yun ni Catriona Gray kung 2 years ago.
I think so.
Thailand.
I remember seeing posts from people na the one person in particular pa nga is I know them as you know, a gay person, tas parang very, they're quite on the effeminate side. And I'm like, huh? And I don't know kung naalala mo rin to, like a few years ago, yung medyo naging newsworthy story na this woman this woman who was denied access sa women's bathroom sa isang mall sa QC. Tapos na lumalabas dun yung transphobia na, see, you know, trans women, they're out here to physically assault us straight women in the bathroom, and then, you know, fear for the women, ganito, ganyan. And I was like,
I have a different reaction dun sa CR.
Ay, yung bathroom bill din.
Pero for me, tama naman. Kasi there are no available CRs for the third sex. I don't like to call it the third sex.
Oh, it's politically incorrect to call it the third sex.
Sorry.
It implies there's a first CRs, and second.
There are no available CRs or comfort rooms for, how do I call it, for the LGBTQIA. For gender neutral, tama ba term ko? Gender neutral people.
Ako syempre, I'm more on the leaning towards the radical left about it. Pero I don't mind sharing the same bathroom with a trans woman.
Yeah, kasi you share it with me.
Kasi yung nga naman, kasi parang it's not like, you know, we're out there sitting on toilets without, you know, doors dun sa stalls.
Correct.
In fact, it's actually more dangerous for a, you know, a feminine, parang a female presenting trans woman, lalo na yung ikangang quote-unquote passing, to walk into a bathroom that is designated for people who are assigned male at birth. It puts her in more danger. At dito lumalabas yung sama ng loob ko kay J.K. Rowling for what she said last year. Pero yung J.K. Rowling situation in itself.
Bakit? Ano sinabi niya? I'm curious.
Parang ano eh. It's quite a lengthy story, pero parang ano na yan. It went back like late 2019 na parang nakakahalata yung fans na she's in favor of the transphobic discourse. Tapos parang she defended herself last year na, you know, I am not, you know, a trans exclusionary radical feminist, ganito ganyan. And parang lumabas dun sa isang essay niya na as a kid daw, she was, I think, parang assaulted by a man who was dressed as a woman. Tapos parang na-conflate niya yung trans identity with people who are, you know, committing crimes, you know, dressed as women.
But I learned we cannot generalize things based on a singular experience.
Okay. In fact, if there are, like, you know, listeners who are willing to watch a 1-hour 40-minute YouTube video based on this, there is this video by the YouTuber ContraPoints. Title of the video is simply J.K. Rowling, wherein she explains the backlash received by J.K. Rowling, the hurt that was felt by the trans community, and how it's a bit more complicated. Kasi parang ito ang nangyayari minsan sa internet culture, wherein we quote-unquote cancel people instead of giving them constructive criticism. And minsan when there are, like, you know, death threats, all these, you know, vile comments given to you, it's hard to hear the constructive criticism amidst all the noise. So ayun, yun lang. I-recommend ko lang yun. ContraPoints, J.K. Rowling.
So listeners, pakihanap yun. Yun nga, napaka-interesting. So balik tayo dun sa ating discussion on gay people or even lesbians. Sometimes they act different towards, usually sa trans eh. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. I'm not trans, so I can't explain it. Dahil lang ba may gender reassignment, or dahil lang ba, how do I call it? And a better term aside from gender reassignment.
I think transition minsan is the term for it. Tas I think the accepted term for the surgery, I think it's gender affirmation surgery.
Oh, not gender reassignment.
Ah, it's okay. Not na. Okay. Ang tawag nito. I think, I don't know if you've heard of this term, that yung TERF, T-E-R-F, or Trans-Exclusionary mm-hmm. Radical Feminists. Ang napapansin daw ng mga like trans women is that a lot of the TERFs are actually lesbian scholars, especially yung mga butch lesbians.
Ako yun!
Na minsan like parang the argument daw, parang ang observation there is that there are those who feel slighted kasi for example, I am sabihin natin a male presenting lesbian. Akong nagfa-fight so hard to be accepted for who I am as, you know, not conforming to femininity. And here you are who was assigned male at birth and you are conforming to the patriarchal ideals of what women should be. When in fact, trans women are really just trying to perform a certain type of femininity kasi that's what gets them accepted. The more you pass as, you know, female presenting, actually nga minsan meron ang even trans people, they have internalized transphobia. I only know this kasi minsan a lot of like the influencers that I follow sa YouTube, marami sa medyo marami sa kanila is ano eh trans women. At yung nga sabi ni ContraPoints, her real name is Natalie Wynn. Parang sabi niya na it's quite possible kasi din na there are those who parang look down on other trans people who don't necessarily pass or, you know, present themselves as really feminine, na talagang with the feminized face and the big boobs and all that, na yun talagang hindi mo malalaman agad na a trans woman pala siya. Na parang it stems from the ano eh, gender dysphoria that they experience or yung parang feeling that they are not necessarily living their true gender identity or they're not living their truth. So parang ayun din, nga, it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, I think so. Pero agree ako sa iyo doon, ah. Agree ako sa iyo doon na most of the time it's the lesbian butches who actually see it in a different way. Uh-oh. But it doesn't include me, of course.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I think so most.
Uh-oh. Nagana na. Ang daming the TERFs, ika nga.
But I think we're somehow being open-minded already. Not really fully, pero yeah. I think somehow we yeah. are. If you remember, sa university, I don't know kung nabutan mo, I can't name drop, sorry. We had a transgendered student.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot.
Yeah.
There are quite.
Hindi lang male to female, ha? Pati, meron na tayong female to...
FTM.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And yun nga, even when I was teaching pa nun, parang caught up ako dito sa internal conflict na do I dead name the kid or do I call them by the name that they would prefer?
Uy, may episode ako on dead naming. Dapat
diba?
Tanungin mo uh-oh. Kung ano yung uh-oh. Preferred name na niya ngayon.
Ngayon. Yeah, ngayon. Eh kaso nga lang, the institution will like, you know.
Ah, oo.
Hindi pa ganun ka-open ang institution. Mm-mm. And even then, sige, medyo steer lang tayo ng konti habang nandito tayo sa ganitong topic na to. Like, you know, for other teachers, like, you know, how can we make our classrooms more inclusive? I think it can start with us when it comes to pronoun use.
Mm-mm.
So, for example, syempre, my name is Price, but I have moments, and I actually plan on talking about this sa podcast ko din, but I have experiences wherein, based on my name alone, people assume what my gender is, which is...
Nalalaki ka.
Oh, I have countless experiences wherein they assume I've been called Mr. based on my name alone.
Oh.
Oh, there are times when nagagamitan na ako ng masculine pronouns, kaya... Okay, on platforms such as this, kung kunwari teacher ka, ano, I think it helps that kung kunwari at the start of classes, introduce yourself. Now, for example, hi, I am Miss Price. My pronouns are she, her. And then you can encourage that same environment for your students na, okay, they can express themselves. Baka Kasi you cannot really assume somebody's gender identity based on their names or appearance eh.
Totoo. I agree.
Oo. Tapos parang malay mo, meron kang studenteng non-binary pala dyan. Where it, tapos ang pronouns niya eh, they.
Yeah. Actually, may study yan. I forgot the exact study, forgive me. Pero we studied it in language and gender, yung subject na yun. Dati, hindi naman talaga siya issue. Like, for example, yung name na Evelyn was formerly a guy's name.
Di ba?
Kasi nilagyan natin, we attached gender and sexuality to the name. Na parang, oh, guys, lalaki to. Evelyn, babae to. Dapat hindi. So, tayo mismo, kaya nga social construct siya. Tayo mismo nag-attach ng gender and sexuality dun sa pangalan. Dapat hindi.
Oh, sige. Ito, okay. Something for your listeners. Teka. Ito, ano tayo? Magla-lightning round. I will have kind of like a lightning round experiment with you guys. I will mention a few names. And then, in your mind, notice what you think of first. A woman or a man? Okay. Sam. Louis. Kelly. Diba? Like, based, there are quote-unquote parang names that are unisex. So, paano yung mga ganung sitwasyon, diba? Like, even as something as simple as that. It can be Samantha. It can be Samuel. It can be Samuel.
Exactly.
Diba?
Oo.
Never assume.
Ako naman, based sa experience ko, pag tinawag ako sa klase, kahit sa PhD level, Dizon, Elaine Grace, tapos pag nag-raise ako ng hand, nagugulat yung prof. Nagugulat. Tapos tignan niya ulit yung name.
Oo.
Tapos, Dizon, Elaine Grace. Tapos, parang, what? Parang,
like, yes! Like, yeah, here.
Bakit mo lalaki? Yun yung normal experience. Lalo na nung college.
Oo. Speaking of experiences din, when I was applying sa institution, sa HR, parang for like first round of interview to eh. Basta I was like sitting there, Mr. Price Quintos. Tapos pagtayo ko, it's like, you know, I was like, I am very, you know, feminine presenting when it comes to that. Tapos nagulat yung woman dun sa HR kasi parang what she saw was very different from what she assumed. I was like, okay, yeah, okay, here we go again. Yeah, I know. I get it all the time. Tell me something new.
Diba? Parang kasi it's, there's, as I mentioned a while ago, there's an attachment dun sa name. So punta na tayo sa ano, misconceptions. What do you think are the common misconceptions on gender or LGBT in the LGBTQIA society?
Just on this topic alone, since ituloy lang natin, there are those who think that gender identity always equals gender expression.
Oo, magkaiba siya. Magkaiba.
Means expressions, just the way we express ourselves, typically signaled by what we wear, how we, you know, present ourselves, minsan in terms of body language, I suppose. Even when it comes to interests, minsan eh, kaya nga minsan parang I was like, what is gender anyway? Parang kailan ba yun? I went to the mall, and then you know how it is minsan sa mall, minsan sa entrance. When they inspect your you before you enter, it's separated into female and into male. I went to the side that na walang pila, kasi I was like, oh, walang pila. Turns out it's the pila for male, and I was like, there I am, you know, dressed in a bodycon, black dress, you know, very feminine presenting, and I was like, I showed my stuff. Tapos nung pag-alis ka, what is gender anyway? Sabi ko.
Totoo.
Kasi, tas parang. It also makes you think na parang what is gender, what is masculine, what is feminine anyway. It's quite arbitrary eh. Tas, like I am somebody, I know myself to be a woman, as a woman, but when it comes to my fitness routine, I prefer things that are a little bit more on the masculine side.
Yeah. Speaking on of the,
Go. Speaking of that aspect, yun nga, we also associate many things
yes
connected to that. For example, yun nga, sabi mo your fitness routine. Pag sinabi mong gym, basketball, or anything that is sporty, we think of the male side. Which should not be. Pag, pati yun, pag sinabi natin ballet, sinabi natin cooking, baking, tapos yun ang gusto mo, isipin ng mga tao, bakla ka? Or, bakit yun ang gusto mo?
Or yung tipong, bro, ang soft mo naman. Totoo. Hiling ka sa baking. Hiling mo sa baking. Bro, bating ka ba? Yung mga ganun.
Like, also, the color pink, right? Is associated with gender, which should not be.
Oh, like, speaking of which, there's a video on YouTube, hanapin nyo. I think the origin of things, and then it explains that actually, historically speaking, it was the other way around eh. That blue was actually for girls, pink was for men.
Napag-aralan din namin yan sa language and gender. The study or the author. Originally, tama ka. Kasi lumabas yun nung we had to research on, alam mo yung gender reveal na ginagawa di ba pag blue lalaki, pink girl. Pero originally, hindi daw. Ang pink was, I agree with you.
Even yung, even when it comes to clothing, diba, na parang high heels way back in the days were actually worn by men. Mm-hmm. Kaya hashtag degender fashion eh.
Pati may Vikings, diba? Naka-ano sila? Yeah. Naka-parang dress-like.
Oo.
Hindi yung dress eh. Paano ko ba?
Hindi. I don't know. Parang skirt-ish yung dating.
Oo, yung mga Vikings noon.
I mean, like, come on, Julius Caesar wore a dress.
And that was, if I'm not mistaken, 15th century. Kasi time Shakespeare.
Oo, I mean, like, come on. And actually, it would actually be more comfortable for, ano eh, people with penises kapag, ano, naka-dress, diba? Mas nakakahinga down there.
Even
enjoy the breeze.
Hindi lang 15th century, pati nung Greek. Period, diba? Tela-tela.
Look at the art.
So, tayo lang naglagay ng gender dun sa damit. Kaya babalik ako dun sa una natin sinabi. It's actually a social construct.
Yes.
What's sad din sometimes is people think that gay people are the same.
Yes.
Oo. Meaning, pag lesbian ka, ito ang pinakayoko nun. Pag lesbian ka, iniisip ng mga tao, like, tambay ka, umiinom ka, wala kaming future, hello!
Oo, hello, look at you, Dr. Dizon.
Kaya, yung mga ganun na thinking, kasi pag baka ka, if you know Dr. Kilimanguru, he was actually my researcher, yung sikat na TikToker, yun din, gumawa siya ng study nung under ko kasi galit na galit siya dahil pag bakla daw, nasa parlor. But look at him now. He's a doctor. Medical doctor. So,
yun yung parang yun ba yung idea that all gay men are all effeminate? Di ba pwede yung may like masculine people? There are, yun, like, di ba?
I don't know nga where this thinking came from pero most of the time, thinking na pag tibuka tas parang yung common male jobs na na thinking or stigma. Kaya I wanted to study so hard kasi I wanted to go out of that thinking na parang what, tambay ako, parang tas babaero daw mga tomboy. Wow, wala ka akong jowa.
Yes, queen, using the academe to debunk those things. We love to see that.
Yeah, I think so. We'll make an episode on that. Parang how to debunk these stereotypes or stigmas.
Tas may ano stereotype din na when it comes to couples, heteronormative ang approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yung tipong, so who's the man and who's the woman in the relationship?
I get that. But not me. Yung kunyari, yung asing guy, gay na mukhang lalaki. I don't know that term.
There has to be the masculine one and the feminine one.
There's
mga ganun eh.
Oo, na parang ito pinakayohong stereotype.
Mm-mm. That yung parang minsan,
pag may boyfriend kang bakla, people would think that you're using them for money.
You're the sugar daddy.
Yeah, it's a common stereotype.
Yeah.
Pero ano siya eh, harsh, mm-mm, harsh stereotype. Pero take note ha, even kahit na heterosexual relationship, it can still happen. It doesn't necessarily need to be two gay people using each other. Kahit nga boy and girl, sometimes they would use each other.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Naka-relate ba si Jesus Christ?
Hindi na. No comment?
Diba? Gamitan.
Oo. Tapos parang minsan, there's this idea that men think they know what straight women want. Na parang, you have to be hyper-masculine. You have to look like the man in the cover of Men's Health magazine. When in fact, sometimes you just, you know, want men na parang whose interests are actually more practical. So for example, na parang it's attractive when somebody knows how to cook or bake or knows how to take care of somebody else. It's not, you know, how much can you bench press or may abs ka ba or what. I mean, like, that's what men think, you know, na gusto ng women. I'm like, maybe when you're younger, but no.
Yeah, I think this is sensationalized by by male magazines.
Yes.
Like FHM, other, sorry, ayoko na mag-mention pala. Sorry, bumiyasuhan ako pala. These are sensationalized by social media and male magazines, etc.
Yes.
Pero agree ako sa iyo doon, Miss Price, na sometimes people would think na yun yung gusto ng female, kaya they go to the gym.
Oo.
Or they try to fix themselves in a way na magugustuhan sila ng female. Uh-oh. So in fact, if you come to realize it, most females look at personality and character.
Oo. When you go to the gym to improve your look, do it for yourself, not to impress other people.
By the way, we apologize to the listeners kung medyo maingay kasi nasa bahay lang kami.
Yeah. We're not those kinds of content creators who have all these high-tech microphones and can have soundproof spaces.
So I apologize kasi feeling ko may maingay dito sa aking space.
Let's hear it.
Talaga? Let's make our safe spaces. Yes.
Yes. All right. Safe spaces.
Other misconceptions before we go to the final fold of our gender talk.
Okay. So this is the last thing that comes in mind. And at the same time, it's actually quite related to internalized bigotry in the LGBTQ community. Bi erasure or biphobia, or this idea that bisexual people are confused or just, you know, stuck in a phase that eventually parang they will have to choose one or the other. That they will either have to be straight or have to be gay.
I read about that too. I think 2 years ago. Agree ako dun. Some people think na pag bi ka, you have to choose. Pero in
one
fact,
or the other.
You're really attracted to both.
Mm-mm. And kung parang yun nga, there's this actress, Stephanie Beatrice from the famous sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's, you know, she's openly bisexual, pero she's in a heterosexual marriage. And then she said na just because she's in a heterosexual marriage, it doesn't erase the fact that she's a bisexual woman.
Tama.
Uh-oh.
All right. So any final thoughts? How would we conclude this episode?
Okay, so since parang kanina I was kanina I was just listening na naman dun sa yung like comedy special in Bo Burnham. Tapos parang may part dun na nakakatawa wherein there's this parang point of view nung narrator na isa siyang straight white male, tapos parang yung isang kausap niya yung parang sock puppet. Parang like the dialogue there was about being better allies. Mm-hmm. And then parang, you know, how can I, you know, how can I be a better ally? Tapos parang, you can be a better ally. And I'll, this is just me just speaking to it. By A, letting people from marginalized communities speak for themselves. B, actually listen to them. And C, and this is more important, do not give them the burden of the emotional labor of educating you for the sake of your own self-actualization for you to feel better about yourself. Para lang masabi mong ally ka. Kasi it's coming out of guilt. Listen. Oh, amplify people's voices. Listen. And you don't let them, you know, take on the emotional burden when it comes to it. I wouldn't give the whole just Google it activism. Eka nga. It's a, there, parang, there's a fine line between doing the work for yourself and then approaching a person from a marginalized community and then asking them about their experience. You listen and learn. Yun lang. Kasi yun nga, it's about progress, not perfection. Yes.
Actually, I love that line. Yung line mo yun, it's about progress, not perfection. And every time you say that in your podcast, whoa, I'm clapping.
I will make it a point that no matter kahit paano ko anuhin yung closing, I will always end it by saying those words. It's about progress, not perfection.
Oh.
Mm-mm. It applies to a lot of things.
Yeah, actually.
Uh-oh. Actually. Mental health, your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, anything. It, you know, that's the thing about it. It can apply to so many things. It's about our progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to be able to empathize to people of different genders and different cultures. Sometimes we lack empathy. I think yun yung missing link. Also, we lack an open mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know if others are faking their support to the LGBTQIA community for the sake of social media. You know, they post happy pride, mga ganun.
Performative allyship, yeah.
Exactly. Pero when in reality, they don't really respect us. They don't really support us. Kasi there's a difference between tolerance and acceptance.
Yes.
You might be tolerating us, but you're not really accepting us. And I won't lie, being part of the LGBTQ community, what we're looking for is more of acceptance and not tolerance. So yun.
Acceptance is granting you the same privilege. Well, not necessarily the same, but at least give equity yan eh.
Not yun. Equality.
That is acceptance. You know, just the mere fact that we can't even pass a bill that says outright says that nobody can be discriminated based on their sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. We can't even do that.
May misconception din kasi sa SOGI bill. People think it's about same-sex marriage, pero hindi.
Yung diskurso pa lang natin, naandun pa lang tayo sa do not discriminate. We can't even do that.
Tama. Diba? That simple law na do not discriminate, respect other people. Ang hirap ibigay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, yun. So, any final thoughts? If wala, thank you for joining me in this episode, our gender talk. I'm hoping for more episodes with you.
this is our first and not the last. Maybe perhaps that, you know, this can be a regular thing then, like, you know, whenever, habang kaya pa, habang hindi pa tayo ganun ka-busy.
Tama. Kung sa'yo, a feminist in progress, not perfection, sa akin, this is Celine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story.
Yes.